In Register, we'll want to display a form to the user that allows them to register and sign up for the site. We'll want to check to see whether the passwords that they've submitted are valid, and if so, we'll add that user to the database and log them in so that they can start buying and selling their stocks. Let's start by adding a template for the registration process. And we can borrow from login.html because the forms are going to look very similar. But when you register, we'll want to add a password confirmation field so that the user has to enter their password in one more time to ensure that they haven't made any typos as they're typing it in. And all of this will be submitted via a post request. So check back into your notes about get versus post and see if you can understand why. Now that we've completed the register template as an HTML file, we can move to the register route in the Python file of application.py. In our Python code, we'll want to manipulate and at very least access the information that the user has submitted. In order to do this, we use the very same name that we've specified in the HTML template. In this case, if the input name of my box is quite simply name, then I reference that in Python with request.form.getName. So now that we can retrieve this, we want to make sure that all of the fields are filled in. So if any of the fields are left blank, then you'll want to apologize by returning apology with a relevant error message. Then we'll also want to make sure that the password and the confirmation match. Otherwise, you should apologize again. Finally, if all of this is valid, then you'll want to protect their password a little bit. So we won't actually store the password that they typed in, but rather a hash of that password using this encrypt function that I've shown here. Once we've done that, let's add the user to our database so that they're stored and can log in again. Usernames will be a unique field in the database, as will be their user ID. But what if the username already exists in the database? Well, then database execute will fail. So you check for that failure as follows. So what's the query that we actually want to execute? Well, the insert query will allow us to insert into a particular table particular values. So here I've used placeholders for the username and for the hash. This is important to protect against SQL injection attacks. Here I have the username and the hash as placeholders, and then I fill it in later on. After successfully adding a user to the database, let's log them in automatically by storing their ID number within the session user ID. Now that they've registered, they can start looking up stocks.